Like, why do men shut down when we give all the extra details, you know, to put everything in place to give it like a visual?
Don't take too long to get to the point.
What?
Do you perceive a difference when you hear, we need to talk?
Woo!
Those are four words we do not want to hear. Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to episode 7 of the L-Tabs podcast, featuring Dev and O. We have a very exciting and tantalizing subject tonight. Make it sound like something. Yeah.
Fancy. Yeah. Pinky in the air.
Pinky in the air. But yeah, welcome to episode 7, featuring Dev and O, the L-Tabs podcast. I'm going to take this time to introduce my beautiful, lovely, intelligent, and talented co-host, Miss Dev.
Well, thank you, co-host, and I'll say hello. Well, not actually say hello, but I want to introduce my handsome, amazing, wonderful, knowledgeable co-host, Oh.
I thought she was talking about somebody else. Thanks, co-host.
The other. No, I'm just playing.
The other. Well, you know.
I'm just playing.
That co-host love run deep, y'all. I don't think y'all know about this, man. But, you know, for real, that thing run deep. But, yeah, tonight, we're very excited and anticipating this subject tonight. The topic is, can we talk? So when you say, can we talk, Miss Dev? What exactly does that mean? Expound a little bit on what that means.
So, can we talk to me means the C word.
There it is.
So, what is the C word? It's not chill.
It's not chill. No, so, hear up and tell them before somebody start thinking.
Okay,
something.
Communication.
Yeah, that C word. You know, y'all little. Well, I'm going to leave that alone. But anyway. But yeah. Communication. Communication. Mm-hmm. Communication. Yes. Communication. Whether you're single, married, dating, communication is the key to any relationship.
It is.
I really, really, and I've learned that through my trials and tribulations, through relationships, work related.
Yeah.
With family, like, you have to communicate, man.
In every aspect of life.
You know what they say about assuming?
I'm gonna
let y'all know what that is. We're trying to stay on here, so we don't want to use certain words.
We don't want to be in podcast jail.
Yeah, we try to go podcast jail. So yeah, y'all know what assuming does. But anyway. But yeah, we're gonna speak from the subject of being in a relationship, trying to build a relationship. You know, whether it's in the beginning or you've been together for a while or whatever. But I do want to touch on something to make sure we don't forget this, because prior to starting the podcast tonight, Dev mentioned a word that you don't often hear, and I think we should start from right there.
Okay.
Is there such thing as over communicating?
That's good.
Over communicating. Is that possible?
I believe it is. I truly believe it is.
How exactly do you over communicate? Have you experienced over communication from a man to you in a relationship?
No, because I'm not even gonna say most men, but some of the men that I've encountered, you know, they do communicate on the basic level. Then you do have some communicate on the, I'm gonna say low, medium, high level. But it's very few, I mean medium level, but there's very few that actually, like, well, I'll take that back. Not in a relationship wise, but I had like networks and stuff like that who truly do over communicate, and it's so much information. It's just like, wait. You throwing out too much.
That's too much.
Too much. Yeah. Back up.
I understand.
Yeah.
But y'all see how she started that, though. I kind of set you up. You didn't even realize it. So have you experienced any men that have over communicated in a relationship? And you said,
I heard what you said.
You said, well, usually men don't, and that's what I told you. We don't do that.
But the thing that's
what,
is,
I'm not going to say everybody. I'm not going to say all y'all. But for the most part, if there's anybody that over communicates in a relationship, it's usually the woman.
I like the word detailed.
Detailed?
Yes.
As equivalent to over communicate?
Yes. Because, so say for example.
So that's perception.
Okay, but listen.
Okay.
Listen.
Good.
Now, some women, not all, some may over communicate. So there's an example that I want to give, but first I'm going to let you take over before I give that example.
Now, drop that example. Please, please. Give the people what they want. Drop that example. I want to hear this myself.
So say, for example, like in a relationship, communicating. So when most of the time when some women tell stories, you know, of course we can get to the story. Boom. This happened to her. This is what happened. This is result, the end. Okay, that's basic.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to give the details, the intricate details, so you can like feel it, so you can actually be in the story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with that? Like, why do men shut down when we give all the extra details, you know, to put everything in place to give it like a visual?
I got you.
You know, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You ready for me to answer?
But that's still over communicating.
Take too long to get to the point.
What?
It depends. I mean, if it's something and you just going out there, and I'm gonna flip it on us.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say me.
Okay.
And I'm not even gonna generalize.
All right.
And some people I know. Attention spans. Like our attention span for like listening. We got a certain amount of words that once you get to a certain point. Like we've kind of like checked out a little bit, and that's when. But what y'all do, and something y'all don't like to hear. Mm-hmm. For real.
Because and it's like, are you real? And then,
but that's what y'all usually say when we say we. I hear everything. Well, repeat. Well, here then you get this. Well, if you heard me repeat what I said, then.
And you can't say anything because you was not listening.
No, and then I repeat it. I was listening. And then what do you say? Oh. Well, I guess you was. You didn't act like you was listening.
But were you giving the eye contact?
Well, you don't need eye contact if I'm hearing you.
But that's besides. But whoa, let's rewind.
Depends really on quick. The subject. But you know, it depends on the subject. Now, if it's something serious, emotional, like, but if it's just, you know, guess what happened? Such and such, like gossipy or whatever. Yeah, okay. But if it's something that you really need me to be in tune, eye contact, you need my support, you really need to vent, I'm going to lock in on that. Okay.
So I'm going to flip something on you.
She giving me the hand. Y'all can't see this, but she giving me the hand right now. That's okay. That's all right.
So what you're saying is if it comes to stuff like that, like a 2-minute detailed conversation, most, not all. Well, you just said it yourself. You know, you're listening, but it's just like, okay, in one ear out the other. But you can still repeat it. However, a football game is like 3 hours. Very detailed. Yeah. You can watch it from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
So.
Because we're invested in that. we're invested in that.
A basketball game.
We're invested in that. Well, hold on. Okay. You seen the movie Boomerang?
Yes.
Okay. You mean Moon Sheep? Was all into the game, and dude was trying to spend time with her, and she was like, go grab me another beer, and you know what I mean? So, I mean, it happens both ways.
But we're not talking about that way, though.
But, okay, well, I mean, you know, touche, touche. But no, let's, okay, got it. We're going to start with the generalizations and the seeming like we pointing fingers and everything. Uh-huh. So.
See, so, I got our back,
so,
lady.
So, yeah. Okay, man, here we go with that.
No, I'm just playing.
You fine. You had a back. So I got my.
I had the gentleman's backs, too.
I got my dogs. Well, my partners. I don't want to say dogs because then that turns into a whole nother thing.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, communication. No, for real. Uh-huh. Communication. So, in relationships, the importance of communication, and I have found this. Like we were talking about over communication,
mm-hmm.
I think one of the most critical things that happens in relationships is the total opposite of that.
Right.
Which I guess will be under communication.
Yes.
If that's a word.
Yes.
Because like we were talking about, and I'll say, you know, from my perspective and from the perspective of men, and this could go for women as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't communicate to me mm-hmm. and with me
mm-hmm.
that something is a quote unquote issue or concern or something that bothers you, and this goes on and you keep that, you just let that fester for a month, for 6 months, for
a year, ticking time,
5 years,
yes.
Well, and you never say anything.
Mm.
By the time you actually communicate that to me
mm-hmm.
or to the other person,
mm-hmm.
it comes out wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out, you know, real with vengeance behind it.
Right, right, right.
Not good spirited.
Oh,
when
yes.
if you had mentioned it
at the time,
at the very beginning, uh-huh. when you first realized that it bothered you, and it could be something as small as, I'll just say, I don't like the fact that when I go to the mall, you don't go with me. You know what I mean?
Right, 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 right.
But, okay, if you know the mall's not my thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to be there all day. See, I'm a malls, grocery store, that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm in and out. I go straight to, you know, if I'm going to the mall to get some shoes,
right.
I'll get some shoes,
right.
and I get my car and go home.
Yep.
Go to the mall with your girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever. The intention may be to go for one thing, but you end up getting 4 hours of cardio. And so I don't really want to do that. But sometimes a very wise man told me, I've been married forever,
mm-hmm.
and it's always stuck with me. He said, son, you got to pick your battles.
Woo! Yeah.
You got to pick your battles.
Right,
you gotta,
right.
You got to, sometimes, maybe even a lot of times, not about you and what you want to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So if it's important to you that I go to the mall with you, it's important to you that I go to the grocery store with you, but you don't verbalize that and you just go.
Right.
You tell everybody but me.
But you, right, that's not solving the problem.
No.
Right.
Well, that's an easy fix. Like,
right.
Okay, well, if that's going to cause peace in the house, yeah, let's go.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
No, I definitely agree with you.
So that's that under-communication part of it.
Right. And it should definitely be reciprocated as well. Like, if there's something that a lady's husband or man or whoever she's dating, you know, likes to do, then there is a way to come together and compromise. You know, it's not
right.
all about you, you know.
Right.
You should be able to do some of the things that he enjoys, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I totally agree.
Well, I think that's key, too, because sometimes you look at it in those kind of situations and you just touched on something, whereas you can be with somebody and you've been with them for a while or whatever, and you know what they like
mm-hmm.
and what they like to do.
Right.
Those things may not be something that's really your primary, you know, hobby or things that you enjoy to do.
Right.
Like say, you know, you're in a relationship with somebody and this person's a huge sports fan
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Or like yourself, you're into the arts
mm-hmm.
and poetry and plays and things like that.
Right.
And so you meet somebody, like we talked about before, that checks off all these boxes, but in that area, they're like,
kind of standoffish, right?
But you know what? If they really love you and they care about you and they want to build something with you, like I said, you got to pick your battles, man.
Right, right.
Go ahead and
go
to that play, man. It might not really be what you want to do.
Right.
But you know, if she likes it, I love it.
That's
you know,
true.
If
that's
he
true.
Likes it, you should love it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And make that work. If that's somebody you want to build something with.
That's key.
That's the big thing. If it's important
right.
enough to you and that person's important enough to you
mm-hmm.
to make that quote-unquote sacrifice, then you should do that.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
what I mean?
And if they're not that important, then why are you even with them?
Well, that's when you communicate that.
Okay, well,
that's when you communicate that. Like, I like you and everything. You cool. But yeah, I'm not trying to do those things that you like to do. It's not that important to me. So
that's a whole different run.
Yeah, holly.
And even like with you mentioning like me liking like the arts and stuff like that, like I do love certain sports. And I do want to get into more like understanding like basketball and football. I have no issue with that. So whoever the future, you know, Mr. is, I don't have an issue. Hey, babe, you wanna watch this game? Cool. But you know, right. I have to have my food. I'm going to have to fix some food or whatever first and boom, present it.
Never going to get, as far as I know, you never going to get an argument from any brother when you mention food and sports. I don't care if you've never seen a basketball game in your life, babe. If you're going to get in the kitchen and mix something up real quick, you know what I'm saying, and we can watch the game, cool.
Absolutely.
Cool. We with it. We with it.
Yep.
But I was just thinking as well about communication. We've talked about this before too.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you get in a situation where some people like to actually talk to communicate, and some people prefer texting to communicate.
Yeah.
So have you ran across that where it runs into, okay, like, can we just pick up the phone? I'm tired of texting.
And see, like, I can understand, like, maybe throughout the day, you know, text here and text there because working. But as far as, like, after that, I prefer to, like, pick up the phone or even, like, a video chat. I'm not right. saying it has to be for hours in and hours out. But at least, you know, let's hear each other's voice. Let's see each other, you know, right. even if we're not physically able to at that moment. So, yeah. And there are serial texters out there, men and women, and it's just like, and then we'll get mad if you call them instead of texting them because they text the whole bibliography and they send right. you another text. Hey. Really? Really?
No. This is the one. The book writers in text, and then you respond, because we've talked about this. We talked about you in these notes.
But that's different.
We're going to talk about this. Let's talk about being black and single from the male perspective and the female perspective. So that's what we're going to talk about. So if you send me a 138 character text and I send you back cool, don't get mad at me.
Because
I'm not going to respond with your 138 characters back.
But those were key
points. Oh, I got you. Oh,
detail
I understand.
Points. Key yeah. detail
and
points.
And I got it. I got
no,
it.
No, you. That takes time to read. Yeah, you probably just read the last sentence.
If it's that long and I immediately text you back.
You didn't read anything.
Cool. I ain't read it. But if it takes me a little while and I read it and I got it, okay. Yeah, okay. All right, that's cool.
There was some important stuff in there.
You act like this was a real text we talking about. Has this happened? Okay.
I'm speaking from previous experience.
Okay. All right. Well, excuse us. We about to have a prayer moment.
sometimes this is so important information, and it's just like. But here's the clincher, though. It's important information. Not all the time. I'm not saying all the time. But sometimes, what if it is some important information with some important details? Somebody says, cool, just like you did. But then in the future, when it's time to get that stuff done or when the date rolls around, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. Well, you didn't read the text.
Well, that cool was not that cool was not a real cool.
What do you mean?
That cool was I'm not and I'm good to sound real country right now. I'm not finna read all that. Cool.
So, since they're not about to read all of that, should the other person
pick up the phone? pick up the phone. Don't you? I told you. This has happened between me and you, right?
What's that?
We going like messaging, talking about the upcoming, right. talking about this, you know, right. maybe this event, maybe this. What have I said? Call me. Call me. I'm not going to sit here I'm not going to sit here and do this all day.
But, like, no, for me, like, text I can go back to instead of, like, keep asking the person if I don't have a pen or a piece of paper, like, oh, what was that again? I can go back. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Lord. I know. It's my mini calendar.
This woman has to, she has documentation, ADHD. She has to document everything. I swear. I don't know if it's for documentation purposes or if it's for, I don't know, maybe in court later or something. I don't know.
It's documentation
purposes. Constantly documenting stuff. So
I'm not even going to tell you when I switched phones how many texts were transferred over to the other phone.
Too much data.
Wait, I was like, are you serious?
Too much data. Yeah. Too much data. But the bottom line with this whole communication thing, as we're going through this, bottom line is this. Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nugget. Y'all, if you're taking notes, this is time to write something down. We can't fix what we don't know.
That's true. I'm just going to say it again.
We can't fix what we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Also, when you're communicating, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Jesus.
Because, expound on that. You can say something, and you can say it in a way to get your significant other to... the only way that I know how to say it is to roll with it better.
Right.
You know? Or you can say it and be all emotional about it. And they immediately, as soon as you raise your voice, you know, they're going to shut you down. They're not going to listen to anything that you're saying. So that's what that's always stuck in the back of my mind. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Sometimes it's not the content, it's the tone. That you say it in.
Anybody that knows me, and y'all listeners out there, y'all that know me personally, one of my favorite phrases is watch your tone. It's two of them. It's watch your tone and watch how you talk to me.
That's true.
Because of what you just said.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's coming from a good space and your intent wasn't bad or harsh or anything like that, but it's how you word it. It's the level of your voice. It's the tone of your voice. You know, if you speak in a condescending way when you're saying something to me, or if you're saying something heartfelt and in a loving manner, like, you know, there's a difference.
We're gonna
receive that differently.
That's true.
And we're gonna react to that differently. You can be saying the same exact thing, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
And I'm gonna give an example. So just say, for example, somebody state, you know, well, we've talked about this before, you know, and I appreciate blah blah blah. Versus, well, we done talked about this before. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
I told you before.
Yeah.
Arrow.
Yeah. Definitely. No. I'm telling you. No, you right on it. I'm telling you. There's a way to present it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we know if we've, I call it repeat offenders. We know if we've been repeat offenders.
Exactly.
Like, okay, you didn't take out the trash. Trash gets picked up on Wednesdays. Once again, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or these dishes were in the sink this morning.
Ooh.
When I left for work.
Mm-hmm.
You was off today. I come home, these same dishes are in the sink. So as a man to a woman or a woman to a man, not a parent to a child, that's why I say just watch how you talk to me. There's a way to, you know, like you said, you can lean into it. Like, babe, you know I love you, right? But if I come home and these dishes in the sink one more time,
right,
it's going to be consequences and repercussions, okay? I love you. I really do. But you're going to have to stop this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you come in, even worse than that. Oh, man. Even worse than saying something in a condescending way or saying something with a not well-intended tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ready for this one?
Uh-oh, I'm ready, I think.
This one I can't stand.
Okay.
The silent treatment.
Woo!
Oh, you just gonna come in the house, ain't gonna speak? Oh, you just gonna go in the room, shut the door? You're not gonna respond when I say, what's wrong with you? Oh, that's another one. Ooh, that just triggers
something. What?
Oh, what about when we, men or women ask?
Okay.
What's wrong with you? Nothing. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm.
I know that nothing means is something. Not a nothing. No, really. What's wrong? Is it something I did? Communication.
It is. That's
true. Here's your moment.
Right.
To let me know what I did wrong. Because a lot of times, and I'm going to say us as men, mm-hmm. I keep saying, you know, we. And let me say this.
Okay.
When I say us as men, we're a simple creatures. Mm-hmm. I don't ever mean that as in a derogatory manner,
we're
simple minded.
No,
we
not
just
at
keep
all.
We just keep it simple.
Like short, like
we,
sweet, and simple.
Yeah,
that's
we to
it.
The point. We keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, if we don't know, we can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if I've done or said something, or if I haven't done something that I was supposed to do, mm-hmm. or if I do something that you don't like or aggravates you or whatever, instead of shutting down, and then I can just see the tone is different or the body language is different, and
right.
I ask you, babe, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Nothing. No, something's wrong. But we won't keep pushing.
Right.
All right. Don't come back 6 months later and tell me you was mad on August the 3rd about them dishes still being in the sink.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gave you the opportunity at that moment. So, and I think that's where people need to, especially in couples, whether you're married, dating, whatever,
mm-hmm.
communicate in the moment.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes
that's
it might be a hard conversation to be had.
Right.
But
right.
talk about it at that time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I have two things. And I hope I remember the second one. So the first one, so say for example that somebody like communicates it, they still don't do it. They communicate it, they still don't do it. They communicate it, they still don't do it. But now all of a sudden, like the person, you know, gets asked like, now, you know, what's wrong? And they don't say anything because they've been telling them, like, then what?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's different, because if you've been like communicating and then getting all these false promises and false hopes, oh, okay, I got you. Oh, okay, I'm gonna do it. Oh, okay, yeah. But then it never gets done, so they take it upon themselves to be like, you know what? Just forget it. I'm just.
Right. Well, I think there's a saying, like apologies are no good
mm-hmm.
without changed behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So. Like if the behavior is not changing, you continue to ask for it to change, and you've made it clear
mm-hmm.
that this is important to me,
mm-hmm.
and they continue to dismiss it, then there's one or two things. I've been in a situation like that,
because
uh-huh. we had talked about you know, people like religion and how you feel about church, and then
mm-hmm.
you got, you know, the whole sports thing and
right,
co-parenting
right.
and all these other different subjects. But it goes back to what I said earlier. Sometimes you got to pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you've made that clear, then you've made that a point
mm-hmm.
3-4 times, and that behavior is not changing. I mean, at that point, I feel like you got a choice.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Okay, this is important to me. Obviously, it's not important to you. So you got one. You can do one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
You can really, really, you know, drive that point home to the point of, look, either this is going to change, or we're going to have to talk about some other arrangements, or maybe going our separate ways,
mm-hmm.
or you can quote unquote pick your battle, chalk it up. You're like, you know what? Obviously, that's not going to change.
Mm.
Okay. Goes back to the 80-20 rule we talked about.
Mm.
Nobody's perfect. It goes, and also goes back to all these are tying back to previous episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the perfect 8.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so they might be a 10 in a lot of areas, and then you realize, okay, obviously this, you're not going to change in this area, so
right.
I'm just going to deal with that because you're really great in this. 7 other areas.
Right.
So I'm just going to chalk that up. I'm going to leave you alone about that.
Right.
Whatever. And then what may happen, that person may change on their own.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can beat somebody up about something so much, you know, and not give them an opportunity to change on their own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So say, for example, my second question. So say, for example, communicating. Of course, there's like a healthy way to communicate. But what if somebody communicates to either their man or their woman and they just regroup but have to like walk away from that moment, not to walk away from the situation or the conversation, but walk away from not saying something that would hurt the other person or hurt their relationship at that specific point in time? You see what I'm saying?
I think, yeah, I do see what you're saying. And I get that. And sometimes I think that's best.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a conversation, as long as it's a conversation,
mm-hmm.
not a debate, not an argument,
mm-hmm.
there's a difference.
Right.
It may get to the point where one or both people might need to just like, let's table this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and still come back, you know, later
come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes individuals may even just need to like leave for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Take a drive, take a walk, whatever. And just kind of figure out, get their thoughts together. Cause sometimes in the heat of the moment of a discussion, air quotes, you know, hurtful things can come out because of you're emotional in that moment.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like it's going in it, and I've learned to do this, you know, later on in life,
mm-hmm.
I was earlier in my, it was, if it was in my head, it was coming out of my mouth. there was no filter between the two, but now I've learned to, you know, okay, take a breath.
Right.
You know,
right.
Think about what you're going to say before you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and just kind of realize how hurtful it potentially could be, or how would you feel, or what you're about to say, how would you feel if this person said that to you?
Exactly.
So, and I know sometimes that's hard to do in the middle of a right, you know, conversation right. or discussion or whatever, but I think it's needed sometimes.
No, that's true, because those hurtful words, you can say I'm sorry all you want to, but that's always going to be in the back of somebody's mind. You know what? Yeah. I mean, do they really think this about me?
Right.
Or
right.
Do they really? So yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, that's tough too, because, and I know we're speaking from a lot of different areas and different types of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So what we
mm-hmm.
talk about on this podcast could be anywhere from somebody who just met, mm-hmm. You know, I'm not somebody, but somebody's individuals who just met,
uh-huh.
All the way to somebody who's been married for
right.
20, for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these things are applicable
mm-hmm.
regardless.
Right, right.
So the whole subject of communication, I don't care at what level or what stage of relationship you in, unless you completely single or sitting home by yourself. Right? Yeah, you know,
can still communicate.
Okay. You sitting home by? Oh, her hand is raised right now. So
I'm gonna tell it
because I'm trying to I'm trying to prepare my brothers. Anybody that's ready to shoot their shot, I'm gonna tell you what you're dealing with. So this one just said. Basically, this is what I took from what she said. This has a part of communication. This is what I took from what you said, and then I'm gonna give you the opportunity
to clear it up.
Say what you meant.
Okay.
So, fellas, she talks to herself when she's by herself, and here's the key: she responds.
You said it so creepy.
She responds. Now, I talk to myself too. I don't respond to myself. That's a whole nother level of
wisdom.
Communication. Oh, is that what you call it?
Wisdom.
Oh, okay. Ain't what you say, how you said. Okay, wisdom. I say multiple personalities. You say wisdom. So what do you call it if somebody sits at home and has a whole conversation and nobody else is there but then?
I call it brushing up on your acting skills. Oh my God.
Okay. What if you're not an actor or an actress?
But I have acted before.
Okay, we're not talking about you. This is for everybody.
Okay. So, there's...
Got her again.
Somebody once told me is that you could be the person that gives yourself your own best advice. That's what I'm sticking with.
Okay. I
communication singles.
I get that. Yeah, you can give yourself your own best advice, but in a full-blown conversation? Like, you can write it down or something. You write everything else down. You're like, Nadelle, this is what you need. Nadelle, this is what you need to do. You need to, okay, I'm listening.
But I'm going to throw this at you. Faith comes by hearing, so you have to hear yourself out loud. Oops. Thank you. Communication.
Oh, she going to bring the Lord in. See? See? That's when I know I got her. That's when
the last resort.
That's when I know I got her, when she started quoting scripture and stuff. That's, yeah. Well, you know, Faith, you know, well, I'm going to deal with Faith. Faith, you know what faith stands for? Forsaking all, I trust him. So if you forsaken all and you gonna trust him, you can't be talking to yourself. You talk to him and let him talk to you.
But that, he's within me.
But
got him.
This concludes episode 7. We about to have altar call. Can we go back? Oh my God. It never fails. The wheels fall off eventually. If y'all listened to the first 6 episodes, I'm telling y'all, even if you haven't, go back and listen. Eventually the wheels are gonna fall off. And they are spinning right now.
We got
3 tires and 1 wheel. Oh my God. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah. The importance of communication. Can we talk? Mm. You know what?
What?
That just made me think about something too.
Okay. What?
Oh, these things just, see.
Okay.
I don't need notes. This one takes notes.
Stuff just comes to me. I haven't looked at any notes though yet.
It's because you had to move your phone. Anyway. You made me forget what I was going to say.
See? You're fussing with me.
Man, that was good too. Oh yeah, the whole subject title. Can we talk? Do you perceive a difference when you hear we need to talk?
Woo!
Like I'm gonna tell you now, from a man's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Those 4 words are terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
those are 4 words we do not want to hear.
Right.
Because
right.
It's not going to end good.
Right.
It's not going to start good, and it's not going to end good. We need to talk. I'm getting nervous now, and I'm not even having this conversation with nobody. But like, oh Lord. Oh, okay. All right. So right. You know how you was a kid and you know you about to get in trouble when you get home? And you was at school and you know you're going to get it when you get home?
You know it.
That's
extra nice to him.
That's that feeling you get. That's the feeling we get when we're here. We need to talk. So, but from a female perspective, because a lot of times us, man, we don't. Hey, babe, when you get home, we need to talk. That don't even sound right.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't even think I've ever heard those words from
a male like perspective. But see, that's something y'all said that you know, women do for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So you never had a man tell you in a relationship, hey, you know, call me, we need to talk.
No, I've never. I'm just thinking, like trying to think off top. I can't say that I have.
Have you ever said that to a man?
I have.
Well, there it is. There it is.
But it's not necessarily like shutting him down, like stuff's gonna end. Maybe it's some areas of improvement, you know, for not only him, for me, or for us.
I think what may be better,
mm-hmm.
because of the, I guess the connotation of those words and the just hearing those words, maybe not say those words, or maybe say, hey, let's go get a bite to eat or something, and have that conversation. So it's almost like, do you preface it and do you let him know later on today we're going to talk about this, mm-hmm. or do you wait for us? Do you think it would be better to wait for a certain moment, a good moment, to talk about it? But at the same time, as I'm thinking about this, we talked about communicating in the moment. Mm-hmm. Now, not in the moment of anger. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a good idea.
Right.
But if there's something that's been bothering you, if it's bothering you that morning, you know, that's what I'm saying. Don't call him immediately and be like, la, 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 la.
Right.
Just know, okay, I just put a reminder. I need to talk to him about this, and maybe let it, you know, let it settle down a little bit before you all have the conversation.
So you're saying, would you prefer for, so you wouldn't prefer for her to say, okay, we need to talk. Is it the choice of the words, or would you prefer for her to do like you mentioned, hey, you know, let's go out to eat or do blah, 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 and tell you right then and there?
I think I think if I had a choice, both of them can be kind of challenging, mm-hmm. because eventually it's probably going to end up being a tough conversation about something. Mm-hmm. But me personally, I would rather you not tell me at 9 a.m., and you know we're not going to see or talk to each other
later
until 10 p.m.
Right.
So now all day I'm thinking, oh, my God, what in the world is she want to talk about? My
right.
God. So now you can't even focus at work. You like, what did I do? What did I not do? Where is this going? Who said what?
Right. That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, too, if you're having dinner and you think, you know, oh, yeah, we're going to have dinner. And then you just pow, like here, just hit you with it. It's like.
How do you even ease into that conversation?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, figure it out.
Oh, yes.
No. I don't know. Mm, but communication. Communication. So what? So you got any more nuggets or anything else about communication, mm-hmm. that stories or anything like that?
I have plenty of stories, but I'm not going to tell any stories.
We know you got, I don't even know why.
Copious stories.
See, there she go with them. There she go with some college words. I told you about that. That was the last one.
It was.
Copious.
It was
copious. Yeah. I'm going to look that up on my way home.
But I'm sitting here listening to you, but then I'm reading the calendar where it says actions bring your dreams closer. And you know, my brain is just like, mm-hmm. So your words, what you say, you know, you move in your mouth, that's actions. And what you can say can bring that person either closer to you or away from you.
That's good.
So that stood out for me, like when I was reading that. So
that's good. I like that. I've never heard that said that way before. But yeah, your words can cause people either come closer to you, mm-hmm. or maybe push away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to choose your words wisely.
Yes.
That's why you got to take a deep breath, mm-hmm. at times. That's why you have to, you know, maybe step away for a second,
mm-hmm.
do whatever you need to do. But just make the presentation of the conversation where it's amicable, and let's be adults about this.
Exactly.
Because no grown person wants to be talked at or talked down to. Let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. If we can't do that, then
we're not
in a good space.
Right.
And all other things.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
But yeah.
That's all I had to say. I just kept staring at it.
Okay. All right. She's supposed to be having a podcast conversation. She's staring at a calendar. See?
But it brought up a point though.
Yeah, it brought up a good point. But I just feel like I've just been ignored for the, she's looking at the calendar.
But I heard what you said.
It goes back to
attention span.
I'm done. Nope. Okay, I'm gonna let you. You know what? I'm gonna pick my battles. I'm gonna let you win that one. This has been episode 7 of the LTAPS podcast. Featuring Devin O. Can we talk? It's all about communication, man.
Yes.
And lastly, I'll just say, man, if you don't take anything from this conversation, just know and realize, you know, when you're talking to somebody, treat them with respect.
Mm-hmm.
Choose your words wisely. Mm-hmm. Watch how you talk to people. Mm-hmm. And also be able to be receptive to what they're saying.
Yes.
And don't instantly get defensive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of times we do that as well. So communication is the key to successful relationships. And I think we all need to do a better job at that. Mm-hmm. And we all need to work on that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep. So you got anything else?
That's it. Actions bring your dreams closer.
So says the calendar. Lord have mercy. All right, man. We holler at y'all. This is episode 7 of the LTAS podcast featuring Devin O. We appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Hey, check us out. Oh, check this out. We have a dedicated email address now. So what we're wanting to do, we want you guys and ladies to contact us. Let us know your favorite episode. Let us know any stories where you can relate to, if you maybe want to share with us. If you want to give us some topics that we maybe want to hear. Dev and I talked about that as well. Mm-hmm. So that email address is LTABS. That's capital L, capital T, capital A, capital B as in boy, B as in boy, S as in Sam. Let's talk about being black and single. LTABS podcast@gmail.com. Hit us up and let us know something. Give us some feedback. Tell us if you like us, love us, or wish we would just shut up and go somewhere.
Mm-mm, we're not doing that.
No, don't say that part. If you got something bad to say, tell us. If you got something good to say, tell us. Just communicate with us, man. Let us know, man. We're trying to get some listenership. And we may have a I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay.
We might have a little surprise for one of the emails that we get. Mm-hmm. Might get a little something for you.
So yeah,
let's get this email jumping, man. Get the email jumping. LTASPodcast@gmail.com. This is it for episode 7, man. Communication, man. Work on it. Work with it. Let's get it.